What?
That's a testimony that happened during the fast.
Yeah, you just come.
I mean, I'm just like, oh. I'm slow. I'm slow.
Every year, something
Every
great
year,
happens during
something
the fast.
Big Every happens year. During the fast.
Every year. Every year.
Yeah. Choir.
Oh. Every year.
It's just slow, you guys. It's real slow up here sometimes.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't get those electrolytes that you... Yeah. I didn't do that yet.
We're not live, are we?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
we're
back.
Totally live.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh,
that was
live.
Thanks, Pastor. Okay. Let's go.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, dear Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, dear Lord, for what you are doing in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for your amazing healing power, dear Jesus, that you are healing us physically, emotionally, and spiritually, dear Lord, that we remain connected to you, dear Jesus, connected to the vine, dear Lord, growing, dear Lord, and allowing branches and fruits to sprout out, dear Lord, and we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we pray for Sister Sandy, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for my husband. I thank you for the time that he spends before your altar, dear Lord, receiving from you, dear Jesus, exactly what needs to be shared, dear Lord. Yes. I thank you, dear Lord, that you're continuing to speaking through him and to him and through him, dear Lord, filling his cup, dear Lord, to the point of overflow, dear Jesus, that we may sup with you, with the word that you've given to him.
Yes.
We thank you on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wind it all back.
Oh, by the way, Lord, bless Sandy.
Hallelujah.
All right, Pastor.
Okay.
Live and cracking.
Before we get started, Marna Bell Taylor, who lives in Australia, guess what we did? We did baptisms.
Yes.
What is it called? What do you call that thing? Skype or whatever?
Skype,
Well, we did over. We did Facebook. We did on Facebook. Well, we use Facebook.
Okay.
So, anyway, I have here her baptism certificate, and it is for, let's see. Okay, Myrna Bell Taylor. I love her kids' names.
Amen.
River Emmanuel Taylor and Chance Nathaniel Taylor. And so we have your baptism certificates, and Pastor Ben will be mailing them out.
Sending them out to have a package for her and her family.
Amen. He sent it out with a package. Praise God.
Amen.
And see, no matter where you are in the world, I can still baptize you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I really want to talk to you guys for a minute.
Put your mic up.
I have it, yeah. Do you really believe that Jesus is going to come and take his church out of the world and it's coming soon?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because if you think I'm just some guy just talking, you know, oh, there's Pastor Ben, Pastor Sandy going with that rapture thing again. If you think this is just like biblical religious stuff that I'm talking about, you're missing the whole boat.
Yeah.
I often wonder if my sons really understand that this is about to happen. I appreciate them occupying till he comes and having plans and doing all this stuff. But when the horn blows, all that is out of the way, okay? I appreciate everyone who God has blessed and is blessing and will continue to bless until we leave.
Yes.
But just remember, you're getting blessed while you're in prison. You understand?
Right.
So don't start stacking up noodles and getting it up. Because that's what they do. I've been there, stacking up noodles and all kinds of stuff and electrical things and and thinking that they're rich in prison, okay? And it's wonderful to have all the noodles, so you can, you know, but you got to realize this is not a permanent place, okay?
Amen.
And God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And we're not far from it.
Right.
And I'm saying this the same as probably Noah said, look, it's going to happen. God told me it's going to happen. You don't have to believe it. It's going to happen anyway. You understand?
Amen.
Some guy was telling a guy the other day, he was telling him about Jesus and sent me was witnessing, and the guy goes, I don't believe in God. And I thought it was kind of sarcastic if you're out witnessing. He said, oh, well, when he hears about that, he'll be so disappointed. And he moved on to go witness to the next person, right? As if God is really, if God really cares whether you believe or not, right? So I like that because, you know, I'm going to the next person and preach because you need to know what the Lord is telling you is real, okay? I want to talk about one thing before we get into scripture, okay? Hey, Pastor Ben, could you give this Bible to Emerson?
Oh.
Thanks. Okay, I want you guys to go to the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 6, okay? This is not the message today, but I thank God when people send me stuff and they say, Pastor, I was listening to this guy, it sounds good, but what do you think? I love it when you do that because it shows that I'm your pastor.
Yeah.
So, let me get my glasses here. So you guys in the book of Hebrews, and you're in at verse chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 26, okay? It says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left. You understand that? There's not, if you accept Christ, and you continue sinning, okay? And preaching to yourself, because you can justify your sin.
Mm.
Because you can like, I don't think it's wrong. God's like, well, the Bible says it's wrong. Well, personally, Jay, I'm telling you, these are arguments God gets from human beings. I feel, who cares what you feel? Look at what's written, right? So, if you deliberately keep on sinning, this is one of the scariest scriptures in the Bible. If you deliberately keep on sinning, he says, after you have come to the truth, you already accepted Christ. He says, there's no more sacrifice. So if you persist in that, there's nothing else than you can do to be forgiven for that because you persisted in sin all the way to death, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you the wonderful thing about God. He'll hold onto your hand while you're still jacked up.
Yep.
And he won't let it go. He won't put anything in it. He ain't gonna put no blessings in it. But he will hold on to your hand.
Amen.
As long as you are breathing and alive.
Yeah.
But if you persist in sin all the way to the trumpet or until death, there's no other sacrifice that you can go to be forgiven. So it finishes like this in verse 27. It says, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of a raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So that's what the Bible says. You understand? So when people come into Christ, I tell them, you're not going to be perfect. That's the first thing I want them to know, because you're going to think like, I can't do this. This is for good people. I'm not a good person. Because I thought the same thing too. But it's for people who are being just born again. So now you're beginning a growth process, you know. It's hard to walk when you're 9 months, right? One is still, you know, some people don't get a hold of it. So you got to keep maturing and keep maturing. And your parent, God, never lets go of your hand because